Good morning, everyone. In this quarantine period, when we all are isolated in our homes, our Honorable Faculty Member, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, is engaging an audio session on the topic Codification Conceptual Insights.
Hello, good morning, dear students. Myself, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, now engaging another important session on the topic Codification, especially for the MBA second semester students. Codification is basically an identification system for each item of the inventory. When we were offline, I've been telling you that codification makes it easier for parts to be identified in the assembly instead of ordering and waiting. By reducing the number of parts, can receive the focus to arrange demand pull just-in-time deliveries. In fact, before quarantine period and before this corona epidemic time, I was engaging with sessions on just-in-time. So I discussed with you that there are types to the point where the remaining few standards need to be followed. So codification of materials can be termed as identification of materials. This deals with uniquely identifying operational departments in placing of orders by the purchase department. See the role of purchase department. Right from receiving and expediting the items on receipt from the supplier, in having a unique record of each of these items in stores department and in work in progress or each item in the inventory. So it is very useful. What I mean, coding is very useful in requisitioning items or in warehouses so as to facilitate the control over the inventory. Okay, I hope you got the exact meaning of codification of materials. So it is another very important term, as we have to deal with lot of number of items are always there. So as a good materials manager, as a good student of the MBA production and materials management, you need to understand that codification is very, very important. The objective of codification is to provide a common language for identification of every single input item in the inventory for all transactions within the organization, within its constituent units. All input materials, irrespective of the source of procurement, whether from external sources or manufactured by the organization itself, are to be codified. So that is why it is, in simple words, it is a kind of accurate identification. Dear students, there are certain precautions which should be taken to leave minimizing number of mistakes. But as a conceptual insight, we must understand few basic objectives of codification, because the whole concept depends upon satisfying how the objectives are feasible, and the codes to be evolved will depend upon the nature of industry, item of stores, and in fact the top management policy to implement the codification system. So I would like to discuss one by one key objectives of codification. Number one, bringing all similar items together. Number two, to enable putting up of any future item in its proper place. Third, to classify an item according to its characteristics. Fourth, to give an unique code number to each item to avoid duplication and ambiguity. You know, it's a very important objective, dear students, that you have to avoid lots of stores items are there which may be appearing duplicate, or they can create ambiguity in the minds of the operators or stores keepers or the concerned staff members. So you have to give unique code number to each item. Fifth, to reveal excessive variety and promote standardization and variety reduction. To establish a common language for the identification of an item. to fix essential parameters for specifying an item. Another eighth very important objective, to specify item as per national and international standards. And what could be the last, but not the least, to enable computerized data processing and analysis of item. So by way of their nomenclature, by way of their generic group code, by way of their specific group code, item code, you know, drying number, amendment number, all these things are to be there in a separate code book, has to be prepared by each generic group, because organizations need separate code book. So that will make their item codes very easy for operational. Now sometimes you can ask a question, ki sir, how we can develop a good coding system? So for you, in this quarantine period, I have been able to explore some very key characteristics of a good coding system. I hope you are getting my lecture. It is audible. I assume that I am audible to all of you. Number one, characteristics of a good coding system is its brevity, brevity. The codes should consist of minimum possible number of digits. The size of the code would normally be dictated by the number and range of items and the number of types of applications of the data pertaining to the item. So brevity lies that it should avoid long and unwieldy description. It should avoid long and unwieldy description. So for our understanding, we can take a pencil code, small item, pencil code, 0, 7, 4, 8, 1, 2, 3, 6. Now here the last two digits or four digits representing the price range may be declared or deleted. If such information is not needed. Number two key characteristics is the logical or logic. The coding system should be logically fit for the needs of the users and the methods of data processing employed. As I just given you an example of pencil, the last digit representing price range should have an increasing price range with the value of the digit increasing. So the value of digit, as maybe case, it could be 7, 8, 9, whatsoever, but it may indicate a higher price range of say 0, 9, 2, 00, 225 or 226. So the third very important characteristics now I will be discussing with you is the flexibility. The code design must be flexible to accommodate changes without disturbing too much existing codes or present codes. You know, we all are familiar with the library coding system. When you visit libraries, codes do never get disturbed by the addition of new books. New books keep on coming in libraries. Old books also are being issued. All books to come in future are also easily accommodated by the existing code structure. So the library system provides a very flexible coding system. Fourth, uniqueness. Each code must be a unique representation for the item. For instance, an inventory item, number of employee identification code may be identified easily, and only one inventory item per employee or per staff member can be issued or stored whatsoever. Fifth important characteristics which we cannot ignore is the proper choice of the coding symbols. While a code may have numbers, alphabets or mixture of both, certain precautions need to be considered in selection of such symbols. Characters with similar appearances should be avoided or extremely eliminated. For example, the letters 0 or the letters like O or Z, O for orange, Z for Zimbabwe, I, S and V may be confusing with the numbers 0. O may be confusing with 0. Z may be confusing with 2. Are you getting my point? I may be confusing with the 1. And sometimes S confusing like 5 or even 8. And V confusing like U. So respectively, because sometimes handwriting styles also differ, as you know. So where is possible, letters that sound the same must be avoided at any cost. For example, B, C, D, G, or whatsoever be. So whether they are raw materials, work in progress, or finished goods, it is first step that a good material management system, without keeping a proper identification system or codification, control over inventory by rigorous exercises cannot be easily done. So confusion might prevail in the different operational departments of manufacturing system. So even, you know, in several references, it has been found that a good quality system, good quality control system also operates with proper unique identification. So it's unique identification is considered a prerequisite for a good quality control system. So there are many other advantages, you know, variety reduction is also possible. Standardization, I told you, is possible. So always see that there are three important issues. Who are going to be your prospective users of codification? Who are going to be your prospective users? How codification is going to take place in the organization? What kind of processes, what kind of organizational setup you are going to provide? And third, degree of mechanization to be needed to use the codification system. So generally, lots of raw materials, lots of work in progress items are always there. And my dear students, some organizations having a large number and large variety of items in their inventory use 4 digits as the item code number. But sometimes there is a disadvantage that in the increase digits is that more than the number, more will be the possibility of human error. The 3-digit code numbering allows serial number up to 999. Uske baad kya karoge? So to cover all items under each specific group. However, if the number of items under any specific group is estimated to exceed 999, the 3-digit coding system will be inadequate. It is the biggest limitation. The 3-digit coding system will always be called inadequate as if it beyond goes 999. And the organization will have no alternative but to adopt 4-digit system. So you know your flexibility will be very crucial. Code serial numbers are to be allotted following the next size dictum. If a certain size or sizes are not accepted to be induced in the inventory, so it is advisable to leave a few unutilized numbers before going over to the next foremost alphabets. Even when I was discussing with you the concept of handling, material handling and material handling equipments, for convenience in handling, a separate code book is to be prepared for each generic group. So the generic group code number and specific group code number need to be displayed boldly on the cover of each booklet and should also be shown inside the booklet to proceed each item code. Precautions are always there to be followed. At the time of preparation of the code list, it would be very convenient to involve R&D people and the user divisions in the organization whose guidance about probable induction of new items or new sizes, new raw materials in the period ahead, in the period, future period, would be of immense value. It would help in deciding the appropriate stages where the serial numbers may be left unutilized or even the quantum of such numbers may remain unutilized. So, as a good materials manager, as a good production and materials in charge in the large size organization, in medium size organization, you need to understand certain advantages of the codification. So now I will be discussing with you the different advantages of codification. The biggest advantage is the number one, result of rationalized codification reduces the number of items. It will always help you. If there is a rationalized codification system undertaken in the organization, it would reduce the number of items in your organization and it would really minimize the chaotic conditions. Then number two advantage, systematic grouping of similar items. Many items are similar in organizations. Assembly parts, your screw parts, your another kinds of, sometimes your day-to-day use items. So you have to have proper grouping, systematic grouping of such similar items. Number three, avoid the confusion caused by long description of the items. Sometimes, especially fresh people who are working, fresh postgraduates or fresh materials in charge, stores in charge, they create very long description of items. So it would always lead to, you know, a lot of confusion in the minds of probable user, prospective users, and the current users. Helping in avoiding duplication of items. Codification has got inherent advantage in form of duplication or repetition of items, which is always on the cards. Codification enables the easy recognition of an item in the stores department, of course, by way of color, by way of numerical, by way of alphabets, by way of metallic classification. So by way of alphanumeric classification, by way of color codification, you can do this kind of thing. Minimizing clerical work in the organization. You know, we are going to the paperless organizations now, virtual or kind of organizations where minimum paperwork is required. So you have to see that how you can minimize clerical work, just searching item, then finding it, then providing it, supplying it, issuing it. It would be really time consuming activity. Establishing accurate and logical identification. Another advantage of codification is that it provides exactly accurate and logical identification of different types of materials or raw materials. Of course, another advantage is accurate and reliable accounting and recording systems can be practiced in the organization if codification properly undertaken of all items. And this is all about the advantages of codification. Now, generally, companies are very, very smart because they always have to see how codification is going to take place. So it is, I think, you need to take a lot of, for example, I will try to see that in an engineering organization, the codification can be undertaken in primary, it can be undertaken at primary materials level, brought out commodities, components to users on designs, sub-assemblies and assemblies, tools and portable equipments, plant and machinery, building and utilities, scrap and reserved items. So each of these divisions are broken into subclasses, and each of subclasses are divided into finer classes till the final symbolic description of an item is completed. So sometimes it is first and two digits can show you major groups. They can further be subdivided by raw materials, packing materials, lab materials, civil materials, general store materials, spare materials, scrap materials, stationary materials, finished good materials. You see, I think just I am giving you a wide list. You know, it's not complete list, my dear students, but I am just giving you ki how you have to handle different kinds of items or you can see the different kinds of usage parts, tools, hardware, consumables, electric item, comparison of cutting tools, finishing tools, hand tools, measuring tools, hammers, blades, punches, wrenches, spanners, pliers, screwdrivers, neck punch, eyelet punch, hand nail punch, nail punch, starting punch, shank punch. You know, just, you know, it would be very exhaustive list if I keep on telling you. So given the audio size limitations, because, you know, generally when I am sending you long lectures, these files are not sometimes compressed. So my request is that you can drop your questions to me by way of directly you can talk to me. You can talk to me on my cell. You also got my email ID, or you just after preparing notes, you can if you have any doubt or query, you can immediately day after today or just today itself on the lectures day, you can call me back and drop your queries or questions, and to the best of my knowledge, I would be trying my best to answer your questions. Okay? So a codification system must aim at satisfying as many of the all stakeholders, so that codes evolved are giving easy identification to the its users. So thank you to all of you for being present, and wish you a very healthy time ahead. Take care of your health, stay healthy, stay safe.